So the second time I was in Germany, I led a group of about 10 people, about a dozen people, let's say, and we visited 10 cities, but we, including East Germany, where again I saw the, went to the museums and talked to a few people over there, and I remember it took a couple of hours to get through the you know, security. I mean, cars were lined up, and I think it took 2 hours to get either into, I think it was into East Germany, I think, or it was either into East Germany or back from, but I think it was 2 hours to get into East Germany.
Mm-hmm.
The Stasis were very paranoid at that time. But the wall had, as I remember, but the wall had fallen at that point, so I'm not quite sure what all of that was about. Mm-hmm. But I did visit some museums over there and talk to some of the East German government people. Mm-hmm. Among them was the museum of the Russian folk,
mm-hmm.
and you know, where they had presumably, from the point of view of the people at the bottom of the ladder, just a history of Russia going back a certain amount of time,
mm-hmm.
with exhibits. And that was a museum further down where they had, among other things, statues and artifacts from Sumeria and Greece and Rome and other places.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to West Germany, I visited universities and libraries and museums as well, and talked to their people in charge. And I noticed a happiness with the East Germans. They apparently, a lot of people did not think that they were qualified, that they really knew how to work, because you know. The working conditions were quite different in East Germany as in West Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They were very lax over there. I mean, people basically had a job for life or whatever. They, you know, whether they worked hard or didn't work hard, didn't make as much of a difference as it was in West Germany. So,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I went to 10 cities and. Among the things I noticed was about the fourth grade in West Germany, they gave some evaluations and decided who would go on to an academic career and the others would go and learn some skills. And they would spend, the ones who learned skills, they would be spending more and more time. Let's say if they want to be an auto mechanic, they would be spending more and more time at an auto mechanic place, actually doing the on-the-job work. And so by the time they graduated, they really had auto mechanic skills.
Mm-hmm.
And Germany exported a lot of mechanics and scientists and whatever across the planet, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they really were very good. It was not simply learning some words, you know, because anybody could go to a library and read a lot of books, but they actually had practical experience along those lines.
Mm.
Hmm. And what else?
Hmm. Well, you mentioned the guy about building the
wall. Yes. I talked to one about, I think the head of a library, who just, you know, he really didn't think that East Germans were qualified to work in a library, you know. And, either in his library or even the libraries in East Germany, he didn't want, you know. So he said, we should rebuild the Berlin Wall, but this time make it twice as high. I don't know how much of that was a joke or whatever, but apparently there was unhappiness with the competence and the work ethic. I think it's the work ethic, you see,
mm-hmm.
as well as the technical know-how,
mm-hmm.
that these East Germans had. So, what else can I say about it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, they were very strict on education in West Germany.
Mm-hmm.
If parents didn't try to homeschool their kids, they could be apparently arrested and the kids taken from them, you know. They were very strict. Since Hitler's time, Hitler wanted to make sure that he had the children at his disposal, mm-hmm. because he wanted to really, what we would say, brainwash them or teach them or train them or whatever you might say, a certain way, you know. So, mm-hmm. and in fact, I used to play tennis with a member of the German, who had been a member of the Hitler Youth, you know, and he told me how, you know, Hitler was just very interested in people developing their intellectual power and to be strong, and, you know, so that make good soldiers mm-hmm. and be idealistic, you know, have this sense of, you know, serving greater Germany and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, really, a lot of Hitler Youth was just really, was, you know, just made really good people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, that was an old Latin thing, mens sana in corporo sano, or something like that. Sound mind in a sound body. And that was one of Hitler's things. He wanted to make sure that everybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
Developed very well. Because he, at that time, even, he had an idea that Germany was destined, really, to either rule the world politically or maybe economically or something like that. But he had a great destiny in mind for Germany. And he would need Germans who were capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So really, that would be a lot to learn from the Hitler Youth, from best I can get. So, but don't quote me.
mm-hmm.
What else? Well, I think that was.
So that's pretty much.
That's my.